Welcome back to Eco Talk, and in this segment we're going to hear about a film that is out there, I hope, still playing in theaters near you. It's a provocative film starring George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright. It hit the theaters in December. It's a thriller about petropolitics. It's written and directed by Steve Gagan, the Oscar-winning screenwriter of Traffic. For a major studio release, there's several things to note about it. Siriana is surprisingly honest about the consequences of America's addiction to oil, consequences like war, terrorism, and global corruption. Does that sound familiar? Something far off, or perhaps something that is beginning to be felt already? Perhaps even more surprising, Siriana is accompanied by an online action campaign called Oil Change, which gives audiences a way to educate and involve themselves in the fight for a safer, cleaner, and more secure energy future. As part of our ongoing series of special features produced along with the Natural Resources Defense Council, Daniel Heinerfield now reports.
Siriana whips audiences from the blistering heat of the Persian Gulf and the menacing streets of Beirut to the lush boardrooms of Washington, and then right down Main Street to confront the American way of life, a way of life compromised by our insatiable thirst for oil.
Imagine 30% of America unable to heat their houses, or gasoline $20 a gallon at the pump.
It's running out. And 90% of what's left is in the Middle East. This is a fight to the death.
I think we've got something that utilizes your specific skill set.
His money's in a lot of dark corners.
I want you to take him from his hotel, drug him, put him in the front of a car, and on a truck hit him at 50 miles an hour.
You want to know what the business world thinks of you? We think 100 years ago you were living out here in tents in the desert chopping each other's heads off, and that's exactly where you're going to be in another 100. So, yes, on behalf of my firm, I accept your money.
Siriana is meant to entertain and enthrall, and it certainly does. It's also a movie that delivers a strong message. Co-star Jeffrey Wright gives a fascinating performance as a seemingly vulnerable corporate lawyer who turns out to be a ruthless mercenary. He recently summed up Siriana's message.
We have to understand at some point, if we're going to be safe, if we're not going to see events like 9/11 happen in the future, that there are implications to our wealth. There are ramifications to our overconsumption of oil, of aluminum, of diamonds. We have to make a connection to that if we're not going to walk through the world, you know, as collective hypocrites, and I don't think we want to.
Despite the serious moral questions raised by Siriana, the film doesn't preach. Writer and director Steve Gagan.
I hope that what people see when they watch Siriana is they feel the emotion of me first and foremost pointing the finger at myself. I feel my lifestyle, my incredible standard of living predicated on our success in the oil business of the 20th century. I have a 66 GTO convertible, you know, with a 387 6.5 liter engine, man. I have a convertible muscle car. And I've been hybrid shopping, and a guy who comes from Kentucky and drinks bourbon and drives a muscle car doesn't easily segue into a Prius.
Changing attitudes and changing behavior is exactly what some of the people behind Siriana hope to accomplish. Meredith Blake is a vice president at Participant Productions, which co-produced the film.
What makes Participant Productions a really unusual company is that we are actually a double bottom line company, meaning that we make movies that have the potential for commercial viability. We are a for-profit company. We're looking to do things that are entertaining, commercially viable, but at the same time, we're also looking for a social return on investment, which means that we pick projects that we believe have the ability to change the world.
For Siriana, Participant worked with the Natural Resources Defense Council and the Sierra Club to create an online action campaign called Oil Change. The website gives people the tools to act on the thoughts and emotions they have after seeing the film.
There's a lot of things they can do, like download tips and tools on renewable energy and ways to save energy in your own life or your workplace or your school. You can do things like send a letter to Congress basically demanding that they engage in oil-saving legislation over the next 10 years. You can do things like offset the carbon damage that your own car is doing by purchasing a TerraPass. And you can do things like engage with the community by blogging and talking about the issues and challenging other people on their perceptions and demanding that other people get involved in the issues.
But Siriana isn't a movie about the environment, so why did Participant work with a pair of conservation groups? John Koifman, the national media director of NRDC, says it makes perfect sense.
For the last several years, NRDC has been very focused on the security dimension of our oil addiction. We're paying a steep, steep price in the kind of countries that we have to deal with in order to keep the supply flowing. We're seeing national security dimensions to the global warming problem as drought, deforestation, sea level rise is predicted to create a whole new vast generation of environmental refugees if we don't deal with it. So this is a multidimensional problem, but it all comes back to the key piece of the story in Syriana, which is oil, that black stuff under the ground that we need to learn to use a little bit less of.
Syriana leaves you with a sense of urgency about the need for change, a sense shared by the film's co-star, George Clooney.
It is finite oil. At some point, we will have to address the idea of other sources of power, period. So it would be nice if we had someone in some administration that stepped up and said, let's have an actual target to truly focus on other forms of energy, because this is going to go away.
Days before Syriana premiered, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators introduced a bill to save 2.5 million barrels of oil per day by 2016. That's exactly the amount of oil the U.S. currently imports from the Middle East. For EcoTalk and NRDC, this is Daniel Heinerfeld in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Daniel, and I'm going to run out and see Syriana. I've been a little bit too busy to do that, but it sounds like another must-see. And I hope you've enjoyed this second half of the show in particular as we talk to you about different ways that media, different forms of media, getting involved in the effort to educate. And it can be in an entertaining way, as Syriana certainly is gripping, I hear, and entertaining. And End of Suburbia is done in a way that is, you know, easy to watch. It's funny, it's frightening, it's very informative. And that's what we try to be here at EcoTalk. And on this first show of the new year, want to just spend the last minute sharing with our audience what our situation is. We love bringing you programs that help green the red and blue states one show at a time, and hopefully inform and inspire, engage, and occasionally even entertain you. We think that we're bringing you the brightest voices, minds, and leaders in the sustainability movement and beyond, green business leaders to authors to activists to, you know, people who are just doing a little bit, doing their part in their own environment to make a big environmental difference. We want to continue to bring you this show, but this show, EcoTalk, I'm afraid to say, is on the endangered list. That's because it is entirely self-funded by yours truly, and I'm out of money. So if you appreciate our programming, please let Air America Radio know. Please go to our website and see how you can help by sending those checks. We need them. EcoTalk.net. We want to continue to bring great programming to you all year and beyond. In fact, we want to go to a five-day-a-week show. Why not? What we talk about here, you might agree, is probably the most important stories that we can discuss, think about, and act upon. So on that note, want to wish you a great green new year, happy, healthy, and all that. We hope you tune in. We hope we're here when you tune us in, and you can help, and we need your help. Go out and have a great green week.